My own
my
personal Jesus.
Guy. How's my favorite ham in the morning?
Oh, I am delightful, sir. I miss my dentist. I need a little fix of the half in the AM.
Well, you're going to get it soon. Isn't it time for me to buy your airline ticket to come out here for some hip flips?
I believe your birthday is coming up.
October 8th is that weekend. That's 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And now, do you have any girlfriends you need to stay home for, or are you going to come visit me?
No, I'm totally free, sir. I'm visiting you. Even
okay,
if
girls, get the mountain hugs ready. He's coming out.
Woo! I can't wait. It was a thrill last year. It's even going to be a more of a thrill this year. It is the Dennis Hoffapalooza, which is happening in October. It's going to be a big friggin' weekend. And this time, I'm staying. Hopefully, what happens is that I don't get screwed out of all 3 days. I only have the 2 day experience really with Hoff. I want to make sure.
Well, you get the dates down, and I'll get the ticket, and. Now, I've got a new mouth hug master. You know Taylor was a mouth hug master.
Yes, she was.
Okay,
she still is,
one.
Yeah.
Her name's Michelle Sweets.
Michelle
Sweets. I don't know
Sweets.
If she's on BunnyRanch.com yesterday, but oh, boy. A blonde, and she is a sword swallower. Holy, oh, my God.
She's a sword swallower. What about a pocket knife? Because that's what I have.
Well, smooth out those inches.
I'm just saying. Michelle Sweets.
Well, you know, in fact, I told TMZ yesterday, I think they've got something on there about me on TMZ Sports, but, you know, I'm not disappointed in the athletes that go to Brazil and want to go to the Brussels to get laid. I get it. I mean, I understand that. That's what I should. I am disappointed in the snitches that snitched them off. But because they snitched them off, what I'm going to do is that any Olympian that wins gold, or actually wins a medal, I'm going to give them a week at the Bunny Ranch, a different girl every night. And if the basketball team, Carmelo Anthony, can stay out of the brothels and save his energy for the big game, then I'm going to give him a free booty pass.
Ooh. I'm going to start training for the 20 and limits.
Yeah.
Never know.
Joe, I think I should get the same deal because I've watched the Olympics.
Well,
and I have a participation trophy.
What's your sport?
I can do synchronized masturbation.
There you go.
He does
I do it in a mirror.
Pole polishing during the beach volleyball segment.
Oh, how good. Oh, did you see the titties?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the titties in the volleyball segment. Oh.
I keep waiting for those bikinis to fall off. It doesn't
see,
happen.
I'm stuck at work, so I don't get to see any of this. It's great.
Did you see the guy break his leg?
Oh, I did see that. Like,
he needs a trip at the ranch after that.
Yeah, you get that French guy a fuck, Dennis.
Because that shit looked like
it. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna throw that in there, too. And we are ADA access, totally ADA access, so we can get him in his chair and all that. But that's terrible. And I can't wait for one of the hopefully there's going to be a gold medalist that's a lesbo that will come out and take me up on the offer.
Oh, I'm sure somebody's going to light some girl's torch when they're there. I think it's definitely going to happen. My whole thing, I have to applaud you. Hold on, wait. I got to applaud you. I enough about you, Dennis. Let's talk about you. I have to applaud you because you are going out of your way, and I've always said this about you, and I'm not doing this just because you're inviting me to Shangri-La on your birthday and the whole nine yards. You legitimately do God's work. This guy is going out of his way to make sure that crippled people that are handicapped,
yes, yes,
can actually go to the Bunny Ranch and get laid and be treated like, because, look, society does not treat them like normal people.
There you go.
Dennis is the only one treating them like normal people. He's saying, come on down. If you have to wheel yourself, if you have to crawl to get in there, it doesn't matter. You'll get into the Bunny Ranch, and they treat you like you're a human being. And I have to applaud you, because there was a lot of articles about Dennis and the Bunny Ranch making the Bunny Ranch handicap accessible and making it so that people can get there and do things. Because I think of, like, Crooked Cowboy.
Yes.
Our friend Cookie Cowboy from Dallas Novelty Toys, mm-hmm. who legitimately, it's not like he's getting laid on the regular, even though he has somebody. Because, you know what I mean, like, he can't maneuver enough and go places and do things and can't live a life. But guys like that have to go out there and find a place like the Bunny Ranch, and the Bunny Ranch is actually making it so they can be treated as equals, which is a great thing, and you should be applauded, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I did that because, of course, I was sensitive to it because Larry Quinn's my dear friend,
yeah.
And that's the first thing I did, but it was the right thing to do because there's so many guys out there on motorcycles and crashes that, you know, it's a temporary thing. And, in fact, Bill O'Reilly was beating up this strip club in Florida because they didn't have ADA access and the guy sued him. And Bill O'Reilly says, look it, the Bunny Ranch has been there 60 years because they used the excuse, well, it was like that and we can't retrofit it. And Bill O'Reilly said, that's bull. The Bunny Ranch has been there 60 years, and they're full ADA assets, so don't give me that nonsense.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm mentally handicapped, and Dennis lets me go. So, I don't see why any other person can't.
We have a ramp right through your face into the vagina.
They perform miracles. They perform miracles there. I feel like Helen Keller. I just when the Bunny Ranch girl touches me, I go, wah, wah!
Whoa, whoa. Oh, God.
I like to feel the braille. I like to feel
anyway,
around.
The beer's cold, the booty's hot, and it's going to be a fun party. You know, now we got the Kit Kat opened up. You got even more girls there. So there's always, in the America's Red Light District in northern Nevada, there is always 85 girls working.
I'm telling you, does Dennis have a bad day?
Well, he's got to go to the dentist,
like,
maybe.
Well, he has to go to the dentist, I know, today, and that's got to suck. But even then, he probably...
Look what he goes home to.
Yeah, he probably gets blown on the way there.
I've got something lined up. A new girl came in that just wants to date me a little bit, so I'm going to be doing that about noon.
About noon. Let me pencil you into noon. Let me give you a nooner.
Root canal.
Canals are root.
Every day. You know, we've got this thing out there on change.org. If you go to my Twitter at Dennis Hoff or thebunnyranch.com to the message board, you'll find out what we're doing. You know, these rip-off ED medicine people, I hate these buttheads, the Viagra, Levitra, Cialis people. They've got all these lobbyists in Washington that protect their butt, and now they've raised these ED drugs from what used to be $10 a whack to $50 a pill.
Jesus.
And that's money you should be giving your hooker, okay?
Exactly.
And, so they're taking advantage of the elderly and the people that need that product. And so we've got a thing on change.org, so please go on and sign up for it. To get the government to do something about this price gouging. Gouge me on gasoline. Don't gouge me on my Viagra.
There you go.
Well, see, when they fixed health care for us, that was the stuff they should have fixed, the pricing on everything. But no, everybody has to have health care, or you get fined, so, you know.
Well, that'll be when
the insurance companies aren't, most of them are not paying for the Viagras and Levitras
right.
anymore
no.
anyway, because everybody's using it, of course. They say it's recreational. I think it's a basic need.
Well, basically, I know for a while in certain bars in this area, you could just pick that up along with a couple other oddities that people would sell to you. You know, little strips
of things.
I'm going to
need some Viagra and some heroin, please.
You could kind of get that, yeah, in a few of them.
Yeah.
But at $50 a whack, I mean, come on, Pfizer. And it's a hand job, okay? We want pure pussy.
Hey, Joe, you have any Viagra? Do you do Viagra?
No. Fortunately, I'm one of those lucky guys who've had a hard-on since I was 12, and it's never gone away. So I haven't got... I have this cream that you put on, but the only thing is it has to be applied by a 19-year-old female. So.
Well, yeah, that's funny. And... That's real funny, and the girls, we have girls I've had them do the lineup, and they changed their name to Viagra, Vitra, Cialis. And you're right. A guy can barely sleep with his wife more than once a week, and he can bang a different chick every day, sometimes a couple a day. And it's amazing how that phenomenon works.
I bet you the Bunny Ranch keeps more marriages together.
Absolutely.
Because a guy can just go there, fuck somebody else, and then go back to his wife, do the wifey stuff with the wife, and then the sex stuff with a bunny from the Bunny Ranch.
Absolutely.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I know that. I hear it all the time from guys, and I had a guy in here a couple nights ago, a Silicon Valley guy, and he said, look, my wife got cancer, and then she got it again, and the last thing on her mind is sex. She's more worried about survival, and without this place, I don't know what I'd do. I come up with ski trips, or I make sure I do any conferences in Lake Tahoe or Reno I go to, and it just keeps my relationship together. But before I was in the business, I had a gal I was with 6 years, which was over the limit, and after about 4 years, it was getting bad. It was time to end it, but I was too busy. I was in Florida, and I would have her stay at the house in Tahoe. And I'd fly back. I'd work for 10 days, and I'd come home for 5. And on this deal I was doing with SeaWorld and Swiss Airlines. And so what I would do is I would arrive in Reno at 5:45 at night. I would tell her I was catching the 10 o'clock flight. And I would drive out. I would drive out to the ranch. I'd bang a chick. I'd sit around, drink some coffee. I'd bang another chick. And that's how I got through. I'd get home about 10:30, 11 o'clock. As sick as I am, I would want to have sex with her even more. And I would, the next day I'd be saying, what is wrong with you? You're losing your mind. But the reality was it kept me together with her for a couple of more years longer than I should have been.
The Bunny Ranch is the greatest marriage counselor ever. Ever.
Well, it darn sure can't be. And of course, you know, the ED medicines, help out, and I think everybody should do this thing. Check this out on put that on your site or retweet it about
Danny, put it up there,
.org, because it's a ripoff. It's an absolute ripoff. And here, let me just tell you how fucked up these pharmaceutical companies are. I found out from a doctor a couple of days ago. You can go to your doctor and you can get a pill called Revatio, R-E-V-A-T-I-O. Now, it only comes in 20 milligrams, so you have to get multiples of them. But it's the exact same product. It's the exact same generic product they sell in the United States. It's the exact same product, and you buy them for like $1.90 a piece. So even if you get 4 or 5 of them, it's only $8. And that's how. And it's the same exact product that Viagra and Levitra is getting for $50 a whack.
Right. Jesus.
Fucking bait and switch is what it is, yeah.
Well,
it's terrible. These pharmaceutical companies are just terrible. I mean, imagine that. You go get doctor, give me 30 Viagra to get me through the month. $1,500.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Look at the asshole with when the guy that bought the AIDS medication. And he jacked it up to like $300 or some shit or whatever it was.
5,000% or something. I mean, they're just rip-off artists. I mean, Christ, sex shouldn't cost $50, much less the pill to get it.
Yeah, and they get away with it because they have lobbyists and everyone else that go down there and fight and don't at all give a shit about the little man. And by little man, I mean my penis. And they don't care about it. And they don't give a shit about it.
That's what you call your little buddy there, little man.
Little man.
I love that.
Hey, little man, get up here.
My penis was called Bob for about 35 years, and it was big on booty.
Okay? Nice.
Yep. And then, but last year the girls changed it to money because all young girls like to blow money.
Uh-huh. Ain't it the fucking truth? Speaking of money, by the way, since Dennis Hoff, I will be going down. He's cordially inviting me to his birthday party, and going down there for Bunny Rancher Bus 2, the Hoffapalooza. I don't. My only thing is, I always feel bad because it's the Italian in me. I brought him a gift the last year.
So you can't bring the same one.
I can't bring the same gift. I brought him something last year. The only thing is, like, I feel like I have to get that. But what do you get, Dennis? Dennis Hoff is the worst person to shop for. Because think about it. When you buy someone else a normal, buy somebody a gift. You're buying them a gift so they can, like, you buy them new clothes so they can impress a girl. Or you buy them cologne so they can smell good for a girl. You buy them all these things. It's always for someone to impress a lady. All right? Dennis has a lady every 4 minutes.
Big fuzzy slippers.
Well, I'm gonna come up with a list. But thank you. And truthfully, the best present is your presence. Because you're such a nice guy, and I just love hanging around with you. But I'll come up with something. But it's all always basic stuff, you know. It's like a V-neck Ralph Lauren shirts, you know, and things like that. And I'm getting smaller. You know, a year ago, a XXX was tight on me, and now an extra large is tight on me.
I'll take all your old clothes because they probably still smell like pussy. I'll take it all. Even if you wash it, that the scent of the Bunny Ranch girls are just permeate. Yeah, just gets into the fibers.
Eddie, we got to get you ready to do something for the talent show this year. You know, the Hooker talent show is phenomenal.
It is.
It's funny stuff, and we got to get you to do something for the talent show. Tell a couple jokes or do something.
I got to do something. It is a phenomenal party. The man throws a great food. Beautiful guests, the celebrities are there. It's a great time had by all. So it's going to be a great thing.
Well, we're going to make it crazy this year. And in the meantime, I'll be testing out all the girls. But right now, this is Michelle Sweets, Mouth Hug Master, and I think it's Sweets Michelle. In fact, you guys should prize her. And I think it's Sweets Michelle on Twitter. And go on there and blast her and tell her how you've heard that she's the Mouth Hug Master.
I will definitely check her out. Sweets Michelle on Twitter. Danny's already typing away, and we will get that up and running.
I think that's it. And I might even be seeing you. I'm supposed to come back there in the next couple of weeks. And so if I do, I might come into the studio and hang out with you guys.
Sweet. Dennis Hoff, my own personal Jesus. I know you have to get going. I'm going to let you go. Go do what you got to do. Thank you for gracing us with your presence, because it is a present every time you're on the show. We love you that much.
Thank you, Eddie. You're so much fun. And even when I don't want to do radio, I love to do your show. Now, this year, the theme is Dirty Doctors and Naughty Nurses.
I know. I'm trying to find a costume as we speak.
Well, I mean, Nurse Blowenstein will be there for
sure. Nurse Blowenstein. All right, Dennis wins.
I can just see you running around with a stethoscope.
I'm going to be a practicing proctologist.
You're going to have girls there with enema bags. You're going to have all kinds.
I'm learning. How many fingers go in here? I don't know.
It's going to be a time of life, and of course, Jeremy and Flavor Flav host the party. And we may do the second annual Worst of Ron Jeremy Film Festival.
Ooh.
You know, if I could, I need to get more footage of him doing himself or something, and because the people go nuts when they see that.
It's good stuff. I just watched somebody just put up the his sizzle reel on YouTube. I just watched all of Ron's stuff. I was cracking. Some of the shit you don't know he's in, and then some of the other shit is hysterical that he was at. He's been in everything.
Right.
Well, he's been in 78 mainstream movies.
TV shows.
That put him in there, in their movies, like Frankenheimer. Frankenheimer put him in every movie he did. And now a lot of it got caught on the cutting room floor with the bosses, you know, really got to it. But he was in a lot of movies, too, and a lot of movies. And I think he's probably most famous for Boondock Saints, but I like him because he had a serious part in that Trey Parker, Matt Stone movie, the porno movie.
But, Orgasmo.
Anyway, the Orgasmo. I love Orgasmo.
It's a great fucking movie. It's actually very funny. It's a really good movie. That's the thing about Ron Jeremy. He's a good actor. Yes, he looks like a giant hedgehog with a giant penis, but he's a good fucking actor, and it gets lost in the size of his penis.
Exactly. And that cartoon character, look at Mario, look, you know. It's like, cut that hair, get rid of that flowery Hawaiian shirt. You're looking like Mario. Get that mustache off.
He does like he's about to step on a mushroom and save a princess. He does.
But if he ran around without
a picture. I tweeted a picture of him yesterday. Go on my Twitter at Dennis Hoff and look at it of Ron with the three new pair of Crocs I bought him. And you know why they put the holes in the Crocs, don't you? So Ron's dignity can leak out.
What were you saying, Billy?
I was going to say him without the mustache, though. It just doesn't look the same.
He might need to trim down the mustache a little bit.
Right.
And this is the guy who was in Playgirl. I mean, you take 80 pounds off of him, he's right. A good-looking guy, you know? And but anyway,
if you take 80, if you take 80 pounds off of him, that's his cock. Monstrous
you
penis.
You wheel that thing. Get back. And he refuses to use the ED medicine still. He's old school.
Ooh. Imagine that thing fucking on Viagra. Holy shit.
He'd need a blood transfusion.
Yeah. It would never go down. It would just stay up.
But Ron's always telling the girls, well, I can't get off because I might have to work on Monday. I'm like, shut up, butthead. You just don't want to get off because you want to be ready for the next game, even if it's just penetration.
Fuck him. Yet again, to have the problems that Dennis Hoff and Ron Jeremy have is still the greatest day you've ever had. You know what I'm saying? Like... Oh, I can't take Viagra for my giant cock. Oh, shucks. Oh.
My biggest problem is I wish I had 9 dicks and it was about 20 more pounds lighter.
No, of course. Who does? I wish my cock was like a Swiss Army knife. Not just in size, I mean opened up. Yeah, but it's not.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious, Swiss Army knife. There's another one. And what you know would be great if you had them in length anywhere from 2 to 10 inches.
Yeah, you go from Asian to black guy.
Exactly.
And you look at the hole and you go, I'm going to need 3/4. Yeah.
You pull it out and say, "Oops, I'm going to need a snugger for this one."
Yeah, this looks tight. And, let's go Asian with a little Italian width. Got it.
Well, don't they have those implants that you can, it's like a balloon, and you can actually physically go.
Oh, yeah, they have dick implants.
Roll up the size you can, that you wanna.
Yeah, they have a dick, you it's, what the fuck, the black dude, what the fuck is, oh, shit, what's his name? He was a comedian, he had a show in the 70s.
Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson had a fake penis, yeah.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had one adjustable with the air pressure. And
no wonder you don't see him anymore.
I've had a lot of guys tell me about that, and then the other thing is now they're shooting them up like that's what they did with John Bobbitt when they did the movie.
Right,
they shoot you with this stuff and it does the same thing as when you know they say that Viagra if it keeps you an erection that lasts 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's Karari.
Didn't that happen to your friend Joe?
Yeah, he had prostate surgery, so he injects himself with this Karari. It's like the African stuff. They put in blow darts and they stun animals with it and it paralyzes them.
That way the girl can go.
Yeah.
He's dick.
He always says that. He says, the only thing he says you got to plan your day because you got to hot on for 5 to 6 hours and it don't go away. You know, even when you're through, it don't go away.
If your erection lasts 4 to 5 hours, call a doctor. Fuck you! I'm calling an exorcist.
That's right. Me, I'm calling over some friends.
You better be calling for directions to the bunny ranch if you got a 6 hour.
Just, yeah, right.
Come on, gentlemen, just follow your dicks.
Line them up.
We all have
turn right out of the driveway and follow your dick.
Yes, we all have GPS when we go to the bunny ranch.
Yeah, it'll be
global
like,
penis systems.
We like follow Pokemon. Yeah, you follow your Pokemon.
It's like a divining rod. You will find the pussy. Don't worry about it. All right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Your cock is like a divining rod, and only better.
It just it tries to find that wet spot. That's what it is. A divining rod finds water, my dick finds the wet spot. It's what it does. It's what God intended.
Make sure all of you guys go on there and take the sweet Michelle and talk to her about being a mouth hug master, okay?
I will do that right now. You go do what you gotta do. I know you have to go do the dentist. We gotta go find sweet Michelle.
Figure out whether you're coming out on Friday or Saturday or Thursday or when you're coming back on Sunday or Monday, then let me know, okay?
I'll tell you right now, I want to leave Friday. I want to come back on a Monday.
Okay, so you want to leave Friday after what time in the morning?
Whatever time, sir. You're being gracious and taking me there. Whatever you want to do, sir.
No, but you gotta work.
I gotta work, but I don't fucking fuck work. We'll fuck. You're more important.
He can work around that.
I can work around that.
As a matter of fact, just get in your one way ticket.
I'm on it when I get back from the dentist and I get laid, then I'll be on your ticket.
See if you can pencil me in. Feel free to do what you gotta do, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Have a great day, everybody. Love you guys.
Dennis, thank you, sir. Oh, he's never a bad guest.
Oh, no. He's serving
He's never a bad guest. All right, we got to go to break, right?
We love having him. All right.